Right, we've got a 747 up there that's tied down onto concrete blocks, and the nose wheel and the block are sinking into what appears to be an old underground tank, where at the moment we're putting a support under the plane to hold the plane from going any further while we work out exactly what's happening to the nose wheel. We're going to have soil tests and all that sort of thing. And the actual foundation weighs 30 tonnes, and we've got the plane on top of that as well. So it's not something we can just pick up and move. We've really got to work on how to do it. There's been all sorts of suggestions. One is to inject a resin or a concrete into the soil underneath the block and let it set, and then jack the block off that to get back up level again, get the plane back where it was. But yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, why is it an issue that it's sinking? Is it dangerous, or does it pose some threat to the plane?
Well, one of the blokes here drove a 8-foot steel post into ground level with a claw hammer, just a little tiny hammer. So potentially the plane can go down another 8 feet, which would have it sitting on the ground. And it's a lot easier to get under it now and chock it where it is than trying to jack it up off the ground. Yeah. It's the rain is the problem. When we've had rain, it's obviously wet the soil that was in the tank, in where the tank was. There are rumours that there were two tanks, and some people think that only one was removed and maybe the stuff is flowing into that tank. And what we're really after as well is anybody that's got photos of the old fuel depot up at the airport, you know, we're talking 30, 40, 50 years ago, or that have knowledge of what was there or what went. I'm trying to track down a couple of guys that have moved to Rocky that either own a motel or a pet minding business. But anybody that got any clues or photos or something, if they could get on to me, it would certainly make our job easier, because where we're putting the bracket now, we don't know whether it's solid underneath or not.
So will you have to move the plane? Is that what you're saying? Or you're...
No, we really can't move the plane because it's sitting on about 75 cubic metres of concrete overall. Well, in simple terms, is changing the soil under the nose wheel so that it's stable and lifting the plane back up. It's sunk about 8 inches in the last lot of rain, and we can actually jack the plane up using its own oleo leg. We can put nitrogen in and blow it up and get the plane back to level, and then hold it there and do something with the block and underneath the block.
And so a tour's still going at the moment? Is the plane sinking?
Yeah, the tours are still going.
So it's no problem to people?
No problems to people, no risk to people. If it starts raining again and sinking faster, well, then we'll have to reassess the situation. But as it is, it's quite safe, and we're working underneath it. So, yeah, we don't want to be little squashed sardines at the end of the day. The other thing we're going to do is, once we've had some soil tests, we're going to put a big mound of dirt around the nose wheel and put a tarp or plastic over it to act like a big umbrella and try and keep water away from that area just in the short term.
So how heavy is the plane? Like, it must be a decent weight if it's sinking. I mean, there must be a bit of an issue under the ground there.
Yeah, well, there is. It's the block of concrete is about 30 tonnes in itself. And the whole aircraft is about 180 tonnes, but we're only talking about the nose wheel at the moment. And I'm trying to get a weight and balance guy to work out what weight is actually on the nose wheel, because we've got 2 tonnes of water in the plane to put a bit more weight on the nose wheel. One of the trouble with the 747s is that in a decent breeze, they want to turn into the wind with a great big tail. And if we get, you know, like a storm, it'll want to turn into the wind. And that's why we had the extra weight on the nose. But the nose is still attached to the block with cables, but it's just sort of a juggling situation. We've got to keep lengthening the cables as the block goes down, and we've had to let the tail go. The tail had stays on it. We've had to release those, and the tail immediately jumped about 6 inches when we let those go. So there's some big problems. There's different solutions. It's just that everything is so big and so heavy, you've got to think outside the circle of how you're going to do something.
And it sounds like it's still a bit of a mystery, given that you don't know specifically about those tanks underneath the surface.
That's right. If we knew exactly what was there, it makes it easier. And we're getting conflicting stories, which is making it a little bit harder too. Well, not so much conflicting. Some people said, yes, there were two tanks. Some people say, I think there was two.
So how many people have you got working on it at the moment? It's sort of the focus at the moment, is it?
It's basically staff at the museum that have got a bit of spare time at the moment. We're roping them into it. And we're just building a... they're called pigsties. It's a railway sleeper. We actually donated 80 sleepers the other day, and we're building a frame underneath, and then we've got to put a semicircular type arm under the plane, two of them, to support the plane on the fuselage.